Welcome to the fourth episode of MHFA India's podcast series, Coping with COVID. We will be continuing our conversation with Ms. Devika and looking at this COVID situation from her view as a mental health first aider and an instructor. And as usual, as responsible citizens, MHFA India requests all of its listeners to stay home and practice social distancing to break the chain of transmission of coronavirus. Now let's talk to our guest. How are you doing today, Devika?
Thank you for asking, Thirumal. I'm glad you said, how are you today? Because each day seems to be a little different. Today I'm a little less anxious and feel more confident about managing in this situation, which really looks like it's going to be a marathon now, not a sprint. When you say social distancing, actually, I'm reminded that we should probably be saying physical distancing, because this is when we should really be working to strengthen our social connections and relationships, isn't it?
Adding to your experience as a mental health first aider, we are also aware that you are a very good mental health first aid instructor, and you have given mental health first aid classes to many of the corporate employees. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, on your experience about teaching to workplaces and their feedback on mental health first aid, and how you feel about giving classes and how they feel about taking up mental health first aid?
Well, I think it's added an important aspect to my knowledge and people skills, which may not have been there before. I'm an HR professional, and the well-being of people has always been part of the responsibility. However, when I say that, it has typically always been the physical and emotional well-being that has been addressed. Mental health, unfortunately, has neither been really recognized or understood in our societies, and therefore there's this huge gap in knowledge and how to handle any issues pertaining to mental health. What the MHFA program has done for me is the addition of a layer of knowledge to recognize situations around mental health and some practical skills to be able to address situations around mental health. I've also been an advocate and a novice practitioner of nonviolent communication, which shares a lot of foundational concepts around honest expression and empathic listening. I think it's super important to understand and practice these two things in order to be effective as a first aider: honest expression and empathic listening.
Excellent. We are waiting for the situation to normalize without any new cases or deaths due to coronavirus, which we hope will happen very soon. And speaking about mental health as a first aider, were you able to help anyone during this time? Did you come across someone who needed your help? Please share your experience.
For a start, I probably would not have picked up on signals of stress and anxiety until they became much more apparent, both in myself and in others. I'll give you an example. We had employed a young lady to live with us and help my elderly mother-in-law. She is a bright, cheerful person, chatty by nature, and quite positive in her outlook. 10 days after she joined us, the lockdown was announced. Now, this lady has been unable to go home to her family for the last 6 weeks and has to continue to live with us indefinitely until either bus or train services are opened up and she can go home to visit her family. I find that over the last few days, she's become forgetful of, you know, tasks. She eats less, she sleeps a lot more, she has the occasional headache, and she's sometimes been very, very quiet. I realized very soon that she's probably extremely anxious about the uncertain future and about when she will get to see her family. What I learned in the MHFA training is that anxiety affects all of us at any time and can be seen from our behavior patterns. Before I had this knowledge, I would probably have either tried to treat her physical symptoms and been worried that she's falling ill, or thought that she is moody and probably behave differently with her. The MHFA training has also made me realize that everyday issues can pile up and trigger both physical and behavioral malfunction. Mental health doesn't have to be about mental illness. All of us have mental health, and each day we are at different levels. Our normal mental health is being tested by this COVID-19 and its restrictions in many, many ways. And because of the course, the MHFA course, I'm able to identify these and respond appropriately.
That was a really good experience to share with us. During bleak times like these, mental health first aiders can act like beacons of light in helping everyone around them to safety. I'm sure we have many more MHF aiders eager to share their experiences with us, just like you have done today. Thank you for sharing your experiences with us, Devika. Listeners, for the past 2 weeks, we had MHF aider Devika share her experiences with us. Next week, we'll be back with another guest to talk to us about coping with COVID. Till then, we request you to stay home and stay safe. Thank you.